People died in the storm. CBS's Skylar Henry is in western North Carolina, where there was major destruction.
Here in Asheville, catastrophic flooding cut off roadways, power lines, and cell service, isolating residents. 20 miles to the north, in the town of Marshall, Mayor Aaron Haney fears the cleanup could take years.
Once all the water gets out of here and all the power gets restored, then we'll really be able to start a building process back.
That's my neighbor's house. It's gone.
One lifelong resident told CBS News that her entire neighborhood was destroyed.
It's flooded before. It's gotten up to our bank and everything, and it's never been that bad.
The man charged with attempting to assassinate Donald Trump on a Florida golf course earlier this month has just pleaded not guilty in court. CBS's Christiane Venabides.
You've got attempted assassination of a former president, which carries the potential of life in prison. You've also got assault of a federal officer. This is for allegedly pointing his weapon directly at the Secret Service agent that spotted him out on the golf course. And then you've got an additional gun charge as well.
As his country's military targets Hezbollah positions in Lebanon, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu issues a new warning to Iran, which backs the terror group. And he tells Iranians their government is bringing them, quote, closer to the abyss.
When Iran is finally free, and that moment will come a lot sooner than people think, everything will be different. Our two ancient peoples, the Jewish people and the Persian people, will finally be at peace.
President Biden today indicated he'd favor a ceasefire when asked if the U.S. would support a possible Israeli ground operation in Lebanon. A strike is looming that could disrupt nearly every part of the U.S. economy. At least 25,000 dock workers from Massachusetts to Texas could walk off the job tonight, affecting half this country's ports. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Even a short work stoppage could temporarily disrupt supplies of everything from food to auto parts, lots of other products, potentially driving up the cost for consumers if it were to last more than a few days or a couple of weeks.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 110 points. The S&P is up 1. NASDAQ is up 11. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Six members of the Racine City Council have announced a boycott of future meetings. They're citing concerns over Mayor Corey Mason's control over the council's agenda, and they're demanding changes to rules that allow the mayor to restrict items from reaching the council floor. A suspect has been arrested in connection with a bomb threat targeting Racine County government buildings. It led to several closures 1 week ago today. 29-year-old Devon Kessler was identified through an international investigation using phone records. The Racine Common Council is seeking applications to fill a vacancy in the 14th Aldermanic District. There's a deadline Friday. The new alder could be appointed at a council meeting on the 15th. Racine County is inviting residents to participate in their annual photo contest. The winning image will be featured on an Educators Credit Union debit card and in the 2025 Racine County calendar. And Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer rallied supporters in Waukesha yesterday, with the area busy with politics again tomorrow. Former President Donald Trump is scheduled to speak at Discovery World in Milwaukee tomorrow night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Packers fall to 2-2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Minnesota led Green Bay 28-0 at the half, but the Packers were able to move the ball and put up points in the second half before falling short against the Vikings 31-29. Quarterback Jordan Love said they didn't do enough to win.
I think ball placement was a little all over the place today, kind of throughout the whole game, and I think it picked up later, but I think early on just missed a couple of throws and was a little bit off and, you know, made it hard on some of the receivers on some of those plays.
Green Bay heads to L.A. to play the Rams on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are off today as they await their postseason opponent. The Mets and Braves play a doubleheader today to determine postseason seeding. A sweep by either team means the Brewers get Arizona. A split means Milwaukee faces the Mets tomorrow. First pitch is just after 4:30 in Milwaukee tomorrow. And after dropping two games, the 2-2 Badgers host Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Sunny and still summery today. For the final day of September, highs reach the mid-70s. With winds off the lake, they'll switch to out of the south tonight and then blast out of the north, dragging our high temperatures to feeling more like fall, with highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
It's time now for Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story right here on WRJN. To learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN over like 57 years, call us during business hours at 262-634-3311. That is 262-634-3311. And you could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's and
Rest of the Story. 37 years young is too young to be dying. Yet the symptoms of terminal heart disease were unmistakable. She told friends that her life now hung by a thread which might snap at any moment, and she went to bed and waited to die, but did not. Instead, she became an invalid, a fearful captive of the fatal symptoms that strangely refused to kill her. So many symptoms, all with one source, psychoneurosis. It was all in her mind. The peculiar illnesses began when she was about 17. Her wealthy, socially ambitious parents had plans for her, and she had her own plans, which included independence from her parents. And while I do not mean to suggest that the young lady was playing sick, it must be noted that virtually all of her illnesses followed family arguments, as though sickness had become her subliminal defense against parental manipulation. At age 33, she finally left home and got her own place to live and got happy. Her family frustrations gone, so fled her psychosomatic swooning. But the bliss lasted only 3 years. The 3 years that she was an achiever, a woman of responsibility and boundless energy, whose only aches and pains were legitimate aches and pains. Now you, as the investigator of her case history, must be alert at this point. You must watch for that moment at which she lapsed into her old self. She was 36 when that happened. Palpitations, respiratory difficulty, sick at the sight of food. Within months, she was bedridden, her pulse frighteningly rapid, and there, in bed, she stayed. On occasion, her condition grew suddenly worse, and the occasions were almost always predictable. Unwelcome visitors routinely inspired headaches and chest pains and gasping for breath. By now, apparently, her psychoneurosis had become a well-oiled problem-solving machine. She may even have understood that at one level or another, although outwardly she believed herself to be constantly at the brink of death. 37 years old, invalid, anxiously awaiting the dread moment her heart would drop out from under her, and then one day it did, when she was 90. 90! So her illness, you see, really was psychosomatic. For 53 years, more than half a century, she lived in bed for nothing. Oh, it's true her confinement accomplished certain things. It brought the people she wanted to her side as her sudden attacks drove the unwanted away. Her bed even proved a comfortable vantage point from which she could observe and administer the work of others. And yet the psychoneuroses, which held her prisoner for most of her life, had deeper roots. You remember those 3 years during which she was not plagued by imaginary illnesses? Those years she spent alleviating the suffering of others. Most of that time at the Crimean War front. for the passion her parents tried to suppress. A profession then regarded as unbecoming was nursing. The young lady was happy only as an active nurse. And otherwise, she was a hopeless, helpless hypochondriac. And yet so astonishing was her physical and emotional strength, her sheer endurance as a nurse during the Crimean War, that nursing became a respectable occupation through her example. And the world forgot or chose to ignore that she spent the rest of her life, more than half a century, in bed, in fear, in vain. Of course you know her as Florence Nightingale. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
protect me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say, it's this mine. You can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Oh, once in my life.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. Well, now the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
This right here, WRJN, the Beach Boys. I'm Cindy Huber. All this month, we're going to have a contest called Artist of Record, where the grand prize is winning a record player. You know, for your record, really. Your 33, your hot wax, your, anyway, vinyl. Anyway, today was Marilyn McCoo's birthday with the Fifth Dimension. Congratulations to our winner, Jerry Kozlik. Tomorrow, it is going to be a member of Sly and the Family Stone. But the biggie is that I just want to thank Ray a time and again in Sturdivant. He has got records. He's got CDs. He's got even cassettes. He's got, it's just like, so much fun to walk into that store. He's open from 1 to 6, Monday through Fridays. I'm not sure what the hours are on the weekend, but 1 to 6 during the weekdays. And he is sponsoring and the reason behind our contest this month here at WRJN.
Game time. Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Local news, timeless is WRJN, and farming still a big thing in Racine County, and we have farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and her Midwest Farm Report, Monday through Fridays here from 5 to 6, along with reports throughout the day. Here's Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Some folks are born
away from my God. Tell me more, there's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Mary Wells, that beautiful, sexy voice that she had, and my guy. Don't hear a lot about her, but man, she left a great body of work. I believe she's still around. I got to double check on that. I just absolutely love and adore her. And it's getting really depressing when you go right before you go on the air and you want to check. Now, wait, are they still alive? And then find out what? They died. What is going on? But, you know, that's kind of the reality of timeless hits, 60s and mid-70s. You're like, oh, we're going to lose a few. Kris Kristofferson yesterday. Oh, that was a kick in the gut. And it shouldn't have been. And he's 88 years old, but still, what a great body of work as a songwriter and even as a performer. And the amount of wives, Rita Coolidge was one of them, famous wife that he had. Packer season still going on and... In spite of their loss to the Vikings. Alrighty, but this Sunday's game is against the LA Rams, and the pregame is at 1 and kickoff just after 3. Packer football on WRJN is sponsored locally by the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. Corner house on the lake, where it's never too early to book holiday reservations for prime rib or buy gift cards. And the Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. And we certainly want to thank them. And if you go in there periodically, please thank them for us for bringing Packer football live on WRJN. Time now for the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump exaggerating links between violent crime and immigration in Wisconsin over the weekend. In Prairie du Chien, Trump predicted a bleak future if Kamala Harris wins.
Your town and every town, just like it all across Wisconsin and all across our country, the heartland, the coast, it doesn't matter, will be transformed into a third world hellhole.
But the numbers show immigrants are much less likely to commit violent crimes than American-born citizens. Trump campaigns in Wanakee and Milwaukee tomorrow. Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are neck and neck in Wisconsin in the latest poll. The New York Times and Siena College say Harris leads here 49% to 47%. Wisconsin has been decided by less than a point in four of the last six campaigns. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Six Racine City Council members have announced a boycott of future meetings. In a joint statement, the third of the council is citing concerns over the mayor's control over the council's agenda as their main issue. The group, including Melissa Caprillion, Jeff Coe, Olivia Davis, Sandy Widener, Renee Kelly, and Henry Perez, are demanding changes to rules that allow Mayor Corey Mason to restrict items from reaching the council floor. The boycott threatens to disrupt city business. The mayor hasn't yet commented. A suspect has been arrested in connection with the bomb threat targeting Racine County government buildings. Several facilities had to close 1 week ago today. Police say 29-year-old Devon Kessler was identified through an international investigation involving multiple law enforcement agencies, some in Canada. Sheriff's investigators say they executed a search warrant and arrested Kessler at his workplace last week. They say he did confess. And Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer rallied supporters in Waukesha yesterday. She stressed that the Harris-Waltz campaign's focus is on creating prosperity for all Americans. Former President Donald Trump is back in the state tomorrow. He's scheduled to speak at Discovery World in Milwaukee tomorrow at 5. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny and still summery today. For the final day of September, highs reach the mid-70s. With winds off the lake, they'll switch to out of the south tonight and then blast out of the north, dragging our high temperatures to feeling more like fall, highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
WRJN.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, right on.
Brother, brother, there's
there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.
is Cat Stevens on WRJM with local news and timeless hits. By the way, old Sam Cooke song, and I got Sam Cooke coming up in just a moment. I did check on Mary Wells. You know, it happened during the 90s and I was in country. She passed away in 92. And she's buried just about 800 feet away from Sam Cooke, an old family friend. He's coming up next.
These eyes.
It's Guess Who.
Cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it, you broke it, oh, no. These eyes watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend.
Wearing a frown, you hear them moaning their lives. work is so hard. Give me water. I'm thirsty, my.
You spoken, we listen. Local news, timeless hits. Oh, they're all back from WRJN. Speaking of which, coming up at the top of the hour, it's CBS National News and local sports with Lewis Dean Waddles.
Born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down. Up a boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth Southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance. They throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Cigarettes with me. I can't get no.
Local news and timeless is right here at WRJN. Boy, just feels like fall when you get up in the morning, doesn't it? Gorgeous week, though. I mean, 75 for high today. Got a low riptide risk. No hazardous waves. Too bad I just don't feel like swimming today. It'd be a great day to do it. 72 degrees.
Favorites, WRJN.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so good. Mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got the good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the wall. Could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. Bye.
Local news, timeless, it's just like that on WRJN. Tomorrow on our artist of record, the birthday boy, will be Jerry Marti, a guy that learned how to play the saxophone at age 13. By 15, he was playing in bars, and then he joined the band Sly and the Family Stone. It's his birthday tomorrow. We'll be celebrating, too.
Innocence, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, bars, wagons, clutter your mind. Innocence and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Innocence and compliments, meaningless bounds. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw. You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view. Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Biden vows major federal help for southeastern states hit hard by Hurricane Helene.
President Biden made a promise to those who have lost so much to Helene.
We're not leaving until the job is done. I also want you to know, I'm committed to traveling to the impacted areas as soon as possible, but I've been told that it would be disruptive if I did it right now.
Rescue efforts are still ongoing, and some areas like Asheville, North Carolina, remain cut off with no power or cell service since the storm hit. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
The storm is blamed for